Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time to check in with Galvin. Woo, he's got news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news brought to you by Jim Brown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Tampa Bay, located on Florida Avenue between Bush and Fowler, and Jim Brown Citrus Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Dade City on US 301, featuring the exclusive warranty forever, Jim Brown!
There you go. That's how it's done.
That's right. Cops in Ohio went to search a guy's house last month because they suspected he was dealing drugs. But the guy knew, didn't have any drugs in there, so he let the cops in. But while they were inside, UPS showed up with a package for the guy with 4 pounds of marijuana inside.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, you got busted, buddy.
But wait, how did they know?
Probably had drug-sniffing dogs. I would imagine the dog started indicating.
Isn't that when you go, I didn't order this. I don't know what that's doing, you know. What I'm saying is, I get it. He's in trouble. However, if I'm in the house and the UPS comes and they deliver a package, I go, oh, wait a second. I didn't know. I don't know what this is from. You guys are setting me up here. And then we find it out in court and I win.
Maybe he's not that smart, though. Maybe he was like, oh, yeah, maybe this is my bean bag that I've been waiting for.
I was talking to a DEA guy who said they send you a package that has been rigged, so when the minute you open it, they get alerted that it's open, and they run right in your house.
If you sign for it, you're busted.
But they are alerted as to when you opened it. And
right.
They say, okay, you received it. We know.
Yeah.
Scary.
A high school teacher in West Virginia showed his students 50 Shades of Grey last week as a reward for good work. I guess.
How is that ever a good idea?
It says somehow he had never heard of it.
Oh, then why did he show it to them?
Because it was a current movie.
Uh-huh.
An assistant principal stopped it after about 10 minutes. There's no word what type of discipline this guy's facing or anything yet, though.
How is that bad, though? Did you ever read the book Go Ask Alice? It was a diary that a girl kept that we read in seventh grade.
Yeah, I think I read it.
The sluttiest thing I've ever read in my life. I was in seventh grade when I would read that.
Yeah.
It was all about oral sex, all about drugs.
I read, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Yeah. So how is that any different in seventh grade to them watching 50 Shades of Grey, which isn't actually porno? It's just a risky
Because
movie.
You're supposed to read that book because not only in addition to the dirty parts, if you will, there is lessons to be learned. There's literature in there, of course.
All I learned was that I had to stop reading 5 minutes before the bell rang, because after that we had to go to gym and all the guys would have to tuck their stuff into the waistband of their pants because we all had to go get change in front of each other in the locker room.
Who wrote Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret? Was that Judy Blume? Was that, it was like two kids authors that we read. And I had the set I bought it from my Scholastic Reader. I bought all of the books by this one lady, but she wrote all these great books, and then she wrote that one just for girls, and I didn't know. It was just the only one that I didn't read.
Judy Blume.
Blume. So give me the names of some of her other books. Was she Super Fudge? I don't know. What was she?
Blubber, Tales of a
Fourth Grade Nothing.
Tiger Eyes, Then Again, Maybe I Won't.
Right.
Super Fudge. Yeah.
So I would read all these books. And then when I read them all, the last book was Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, and it was pink. And I had no idea, but I read Super Fudge and the other books, so I took it, and then the girl's talking about her period, and
this is
great. And then I'll never forget, I'm in class, and I'm sitting in the back, and I'm reading the book during quiet reading time, and I see Karen Cardinale and Gloria Peterson, and they're looking at me, and I look up, and they're mad at me, and they're like, you can't read that! And I'm like, I already know about your period.
I gotcha.
Do you know about Super Pudge?
Yeah.
There is a 22-year-old Japanese porn star named Rola Misaki. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Rola Misaki.
And an anonymous Chinese billionaire offered her $8 million to sign a 15-year contract to be his exclusive personal assistant.
Mm. She's cute, but she's not that cute. Not worth that much
money. Well, depending on how much you have.
That is a salary of $533,333 per year before taxes.
How much? How much?
$533,333 per year before taxes. He says that the billionaire is only physical of having sex once per day. So, that's part of the deal, I guess.
Wear off, though. After like 2 weeks, I'll be like,
When she's done, it'll be the year 2030, and she'll be 37 years old, but she'll have $8 million.
Perfect.
Well,
whenever he wants to do it, it's a time to do it. Like Sato from the second. That's all Japanese billionaires are Sato to me. Let's make a love.
Is that him?
Yes, he was Kitten Mask. No, I don't know who that
is. Remove my kimono.
Hey. I pay you $500,000 to make her love to me.
A guy near Atlanta.
I wouldn't give her $8, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if I had the money, I would definitely. Because, I mean, it's basically like you just have like a slave. You could
That's
be
why
like.
You
come
don't
here.
Have the money.
Yeah. But she doesn't even really look that Chinese.
Japanese.
Because she's not Chinese. Oh. That's why she doesn't look Chinese.
Is she Japanese? Or yes. She
doesn't look like that.
She's straight on round eye.
Yeah. She is.
Why die?
Maybe that's...
I make love.
She's not that hot. I've seen hotter Asian porn stars than her.
Yeah. I mean, that's why he likes her, I think, because she's different looking.
Carmen, would you accept $8 million for 15 years of service?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah?
Okay. Would.
From an old, fat Japanese guy?
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's so funny, because when I worked in Cleveland, the guy that I was working with said that he wanted a sex slave, and the sex trafficking people got all upset, and he said, but if it's a mutual contract between two people who agree, why is there
a
problem?
He said sex
that
slave.
That would be a slave, yeah.
No, I just want to eat dumplings with him, and then he can bang me.
Oh, you're into my dumplings.
How is that any different than a sex slave?
Would you eat the dumplings while stuff was happening?
Yeah.
I knew it.
If he'd let me, if he didn't care.
Carmen,
you eat too many dumplings. It's not price proper. I'm losing money on this deal.
You sumo.
Too many in. No, many out. $8 million dollars for 15 years. You eat 20 million dumplings. Make no sense.
Throw down.
But you know those dumplings are bomb.
Yeah. No eat my bomb dumplings.
Throw an apple in there every once in a while. Yeah.
Nope. Dude, I could talk like this all day. Sato is the best. No dumpling for you. Oh, man. All right, go ahead. What else?
Too many dumplings in my bathroom.
Poop dumpling.
Smell like the Heinz's house.
Or whatever. What was their name?
Darren Hines.
Heinz.
He's trying to make a diarrhea. You'll watch a Darren Hines.
A guy near Atlanta needed to blow off some steam after getting off the phone with his wife, so he plowed his truck through his own living room. No one else was home, so nobody got hurt. Police didn't charge him with anything because he was driving a truck through his own house, and that's technically legal to do.
Awesome. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So he's got nothing?
It's his own house. It was his own truck. Nobody was in there, and he said, I'm just drive through my living room.
Oh. I don't know. It just one of them spur of the moment crazy things. Been out of work for the past year and a half. Needed some work. Why not? It don't pay, but, hey, kept me busy. I mean, the police come out here. I told them I needed air conditioning. They said open the window. Told me it wasn't enough. As you can see, it had a nice breeze. The cop, he jinxed me. He said, man, I can't believe you didn't pop no tires. Next morning, it was leaking. I'm just saying, don't dare me, because I will do it.
Oh, this guy's great. Wow. Carmen, see if we can find his phone number.
Okay.
See if we can get him on the air.
Don't dare me. I will do it.
Hey, I'm going to drive through everybody's house.
Needs some air conditioning.
You're stupid. You make a too big window.
Well, don't dare me. I'll do it.
Don't dare me, man.
Throw it down your truck. Dumpling. Hey, fat the dumpling girl. Hey, I'm talking to you.
Hey, there was a girl in there. She said, I need dumplings pronto. I said, hey, I got a bunch of dumplings in the back of my truck. I'd have run right through your living room.
Hey, pudgy dumpling girl, I get you. Time to remake rough.
It ain't that big of a deal. Walls are made out of paper.
These are the two best guys. They should do a show together.
Yeah.
Dumpling guy and truck guy.
And crazy.
Took my goddamn shoes off before I came in. Bow to your sensei.
Chili's is adding a new type of glaze to its hamburger buns.
Chili's.
Not for taste. Oh. Just so the pictures will look nice on Facebook and Instagram. That's the only reason they're putting glaze on
in the restaurant?
Yes. Chili's is adding a new glaze to the hamburger buns.
Why can't they give one that tastes nice?
I'm sure it'll taste okay.
Like a dumpling?
I'm sure it'll taste fine, but the real reason they're doing it is so whenever you're taking pictures for your Instagram, it'll look good.
I only like to take pictures when it's extraordinary food. Not a burger from Chili's. Yeah. And Chili's, I eat at Chili's a lot.
That's my favorite restaurant.
It's not my favorite, but I eat there a lot for convenience, and it's okay.
Oh, it's fantastic. That is fine.
What is your food of choice?
The bacon blue cheeseburger.
You go big, huh?
Every time I go out to eat, I always get a burger. That's just, I don't know, I like eating burgers, and they have the best burgers there.
Man, are you boring?
Yeah.
All he gets is burgers to eat. He can't watch movies that are taken, that are set at a different time. They're weird. Me no understand. Under Armour is yanking a new T-shirt off the shelves because
the one David Lee Roth wore.
No, people said that it was offensive. It looks like the famous photo of the Marines raising the American flag on Iwo Jima.
I saw this thing when they're lifting the basketball thing.
Instead of the flag, it's the basketball.
How is that offensive?
Because, you know, anything.
It's reminiscent. It reminds you of the famous picture.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's not even the people that served. I'm sure it's other people that are like, oh, that's so offensive.
Basically anybody who wants to bitch about something. Like, this seems to be, the last 3 years have been the years to just, if you want to have a voice, just bitch about
something. The same people that are offended by this were offended by Louis C.K.'s stand-up.
It really is getting a little bit ridiculous.
For some reason, Brandon Flowers from the band The Killers. Yes, he saves his facial hair clippings. He said he's been doing it for 7 years. He says, quote, I have a Ziploc bag full of hair. I'll grow for 5 or 6 days of growth, make sure that the skin is dry, use an electric razor, and catch it in the sink, and then I'm able to scoop it up and put it in the bag. It's a lot of hair. But it's compacted. It doesn't smell. It's all black about halfway up. Then it starts turning gray. He says, I don't know what to do with it yet, but it means something. I think you have a clip of that there.
It means
Rob wants something. His microphone.
It means he's crazy.
No, I know. When they put out their second album, Sam's Town, Brandon Flowers grew this long beard, and a critic said that somehow the beard had something to do with the credibility of the album and how the album wasn't going to be good because the guy grew a beard.
Uh-huh.
So now he shaves all the facial hair off and saves it in a bag just to prove that critic wrong, because he hopes, they just released a new album, so he's hoping this new album will be better than Sam's Town. And because he doesn't have a beard and he had a beard in the first one, it's stupid, but it's all about
stupid.
A critic.
If it's not better, he should have to eat it.
Yeah.
Or what if he just put some clippings in each album and you get a little
That's
piece of him?
That's a much better thing.
Right?
When you buy an album, you get a little piece of his hair.
Yeah.
I would take that way more than he's like, oh, the critics said this. Oh, we don't care what critics say.
Name the album Flowers Face.
Yeah.
And then just put a little bit of his
Give
beard
me enough
in.
Of it where you can do like that Hairy Willy guy where you put the hair on his face.
Woolly Willy.
Where you get the magnetic pen and you make the beard on him, do that.
Can we shave Rob's beard clippings when he shaves his black beard?
You can save it if you want.
We can use it for a contest or something.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Flush it down the
toxic
toilet.
Face hair.
Flush it down the toilet.
You're a Fu Manchu.
Don't dare me to. I'll save it.
Don't do it.
I'll do it.
Rob's trying to track down the guy who drove his truck through his own house. Not illegal.
We should dare him to do other stuff. Drive a nail into your head.
Oh my God.
Right now, we're on the phone with us. Where does he live?
I dare.
We should bring him in here. He doesn't have a job. He's been out of work for a while.
He's from Atlanta, near Atlanta.
Well, we can get him.
He has a job now. It's fixing the house that he drove through.
Yeah, well, we get somebody to fix his house, and then we
that'd be cool.
Get him to come here and do some cool stuff for us.
Get him just do stunts in his truck that he drove through the house with.
Oh, I have to tell you something.
What's that?
I went to a restaurant the other night,
mm-hmm.
and I did a social experiment,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of worked.
Did a wide stance in the bathroom?
And it's a power stance.
No, it was at the table in the restaurant.
Okay.
Everybody was coming over and ordering beverages.
Right.
I'll have a water. I'll have an unsweet iced tea. I said, I will have the LeBron, please.
Okay.
Oh.
And they were very well aware of what the LeBron was, but they did not carry it.
Yeah, I'm sure they're aware of it.
I know. Well, I, you know.
Did you order Arnold Palmer?
No.
Because they would have brought it right to you.
Because they were equipped with iced tea and lemonade, two beverages that already existed.
Right.
Right. And all they'd have to do is mix them.
They're not equipped with the LeBron.
They will have the LeBron, and they will be able to pour it into a cup for me.
No.
That's what they told me at the Red Robin in Citrus Park Mall.
No.
They will soon deliver me a LeBron.
No.
Wow.
I'm not going
to
argue.
Not unless one of the busboys goes over to the convenience store and grabs one.
Yeah.
They're not going to get cases of that.
Right now.
Put that in there.
Right now.
That's not going to
happen. The LeBron will be more famous than the Shirley Temple.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
More famous than the Shirley Temple. More famous than the Arnold Palmer.
Oh, no. Boy.
More famous than the Tom Collins.
Wow. No.
The LeBron.
Harvey Wallbanger. No.
What is that?
Harvey Wallbanger is a screwdriver with Galliano on top.
Oh.
Why Galliano?
I have no idea.
Harvey Wallbanger.
I mean, it changes it drastically from a tool to an odd salesman.
That's how it works out.
I don't know anything about
alcohol. Most drinks are this with that added.
What is a Tom Collins?
Tom Collins is gin, sour mix, and a splash of soda or 7-Up, depending on what you want.
Depending. It's a Tom Collins. You put a little Galliano on top. Shell Silverstein.
Put a tall glass.
Drive.
Shell Silverstein.
You had Galliano, and it turns it into a Jewish sales guy immediately.
Isn't Shell Silverstein, isn't he a poet?
I think so,
I believe he is, yeah.
I have no idea.
Mask, I think, is his...
You put it in a round glass, it becomes a Mark Ruffalo.
He was a poet, yeah.
727...
With a beard a like Rob.
I don't like this... I don't like to brag. I know he's a poet.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.